This is Audible.
Blackstone presents The Perfect Divorce by Geneva Rose. This book is read by Mojan Navabi, J.S. Arquin, Adam Lazar White, Brittany Presley, Andy Arndt, and Andrew Iden.
For my gaggle of geese, may you fly high and stay silly.
Did he kill her? Documentary transcript, Channel 5 News excerpt. The Prince William County Sheriff's Office is investigating the murder of a local woman. Earlier today, deputies were called to a residence on Lake Manassas, where the body of Kelly Summers was discovered brutally stabbed to death. Sources say novelist Adam Morgan, the residence's owner, was brought in for questioning shortly thereafter. The Prince William County Sheriff's Office has refused to offer any additional details as the investigation is ongoing. On October 15th, it'll be 8 years since the murder of Kelly Summers and her unborn child occurred. Her body was discovered the following morning in your lake house, specifically in the primary bedroom. Adam, can you tell us what happened the night Kelly was murdered?
No. I can tell you what happened before she was murdered, and I can tell you what happened after, but I don't know anything about her death.
Then tell us what happened before.
Kelly came over after work, and we did what we usually did when she came over. We had a few drinks, and we had sex several times.
And what happened after?
I woke up in the middle of the night. It was pitch black out. Kelly was still sleeping, or at least I thought she was. I knew I had to drive back to D.C. and I didn't want to wake her, so I kept the lights off while I got ready, and then I took off.
Not before writing a letter to Kelly, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I left it on the kitchen counter for her, not realizing she'd never have the chance to read it.
What was in the letter you wrote to Kelly?
It doesn't matter anymore. She's dead.
When did you learn of her death?
The following day. Officers from D.C. Metro and the Prince William County Sheriff's Department showed up at my house in D.C. And even then, I didn't know. It wasn't until I was brought in for questioning that they informed me.
Who was Kelly Summers to you?
In the simplest terms, my mistress.
Some people have speculated that if you're capable of lying about one thing, for example, your affair, you're capable of lying about another.
That's quite the leap. Lots of people cheat, very few murder.
Are you one of those few people?
I've already told you I'm not.
A jury found it implausible that you'd be able to sleep soundly beside Kelly while she was stabbed 37 times. They also found it highly unlikely that you'd overlook her mutilated corpse when you left in the middle of the night. What do you say to that?
Does a patient undergoing surgery in a hospital notice when their stomach has been sliced open? No, they don't, because they're under anesthesia. Kelly and I were drugged that night. I don't know by who, but someone drugged us. And as I said, when I came to, it was still pitch black out. I couldn't see a thing.
The toxicology report indicated Kelly had GHB in her system, but yours came back clean.
I'm well aware.
How do you explain that?
The sheriff's office should be the one answering that question because they conveniently waited until after the window of detection lapsed before testing me.
Are you saying that it was intentional?
Maybe. Or maybe it was just sloppy police work.
Do you believe you were set up?
Yes.
By who?
There are quite a few possibilities. Kelly's husband, Scott, for one. It could be whoever that third set of unknown DNA belongs to, the one found inside of Kelly. There's also Bob Miller, the brother of her first husband. Any one of them could have done it.
But not you?
No, not me.
Can you tell us what was going through your head when the verdict was read aloud?
I knew my life was over, and I couldn't believe it. You hear about these people on the news that were wrongfully convicted, but you never expect to be one of them. I didn't murder Kelly Summers, and I will continue to fight against that lie until my last breath.